I'm Michael Muthukrishna. I'm an associate professor of economic psychology at the London School of Economics. And what I work on is how it is that humans evolved, how it is that culture changes in what's called a process of cultural evolution, and what that means for us in dealing with the many problems that we face today.
The reason for this twin phenomenon may lie in what Michael studies, cultural evolution. It turns out, you see, that my situation is not that special. In fact, these coincidences are not coincidental. On the contrary, they're inevitable. It's called simultaneous invention.
There's a folk conventional wisdom that our ideas come from sitting down and knuckling through a problem, really diving deeply into it and then arriving at a solution. In reality, we experience a problem. We read a news article. We talk to someone who mentions that they've seen something. And when we put all those pieces together, we create something new. The trouble is, the source of those ideas are the source of other people's ideas too.
And this is because humans operate not as a set of discrete individuals coming up with ideas in splendid isolation, but rather we form what Michael calls a collective brain.
Humans are a new kind of animal, and what makes us different to other animals is that we are heavily reliant on not just instinct, genetically encoded solutions, and not just what we can figure out in our own lifetime, but also the accumulated wisdom of all of the generations that came before us. So as a new kind of animal, a cultural animal so reliant on socially transmitted information, we're relying heavily on our software that's running on our brains. Now, what happens when you put those cultural animals together in a society, in a social network? Well, those societies and social networks begin to act as a computational machine, as a brain, a collective brain unto itself.
The key point is that when we share and receive knowledge across our social networks, our peers end up exposed to roughly similar ideas, stories, concepts, and arguments. And this can be bad news for originality.
It's no surprise that given that we're using the accumulated wisdom of all of that has come before, and given that everyone else is also using that accumulated wisdom, you get the same recombinations occurring in different people's heads. And that is the source of simultaneous invention, and that is why it's the norm.
Sometimes people are thieving copycats, but when two remarkably similar ideas occur, we should remember that it doesn't necessarily imply plagiarism. It could just be the operation of the collective brain. Researchers of innovation now say that simultaneous independent discovery is not the exception, it's the norm.